Okay, we're starting. So, let's do a roll call.
Chair Collins.
Here.
Legislator Kovacs.
Here.
Legislator McCullough.
Here.
Legislator Nolan.
Here.
Legislator Sperry.
Here.
Legislator Uchitel.
I am
here. Legislator Walls.
Here.
You have quorum.
Thank you. We're all here. Is there a motion to approve the April 24, 2025 minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're on discussion of findings. Anyone want to have any discussion at this point?
Thank you, Chair. I just have a concern about the 2 o'clock meeting time. I was wondering if you could explain why that was chosen. It's an unusual meeting time in the middle of the day, and I understand that there is a desire to finish this process and move this to the legislature, but I am concerned that a 2 o'clock meeting time is not as accessible or as open for members of the public, particularly when there's a controversial topic such as what we're dealing with. The open meetings law of New York State requires that public meetings be held at a reasonable time and give the public a chance to participate or to attend. And I'm just deeply concerned that meeting in the middle of the day, a work day, when most people are at work, teachers, plumbers, et cetera, we're not getting the public input that we could have. So I just appreciate your thoughts about that.
So the 2 o'clock came about because I was trying to find a time that all of us could be here, and I asked basically to have everyone polled to see if they can make this time. This time is before the 4 o'clock meeting, which many of us are part of. So it seemed like a decent time to do it, and that's the only reason.
I would note in that regard that we do have everyone on the committee able to be here, plus additional legislators, plus a very healthy attendance by the public, and that I don't believe that we don't have on the agenda specifically for this to be a public speaking opportunity. So I feel comfortable with that. Certainly, for some people, a meeting in the middle of the day is easier than in the evening.
Anyone else? Joe?
Well, at first you asked if anyone was interested in discussion. I am. And the whole thing feels somewhat rushed here at the end. I'm not sure what the rush is, because the only entity that seems to have a time restraint with regards to grants and trying to start a build would be the entity that we're basically shutting down with regards to these couple of miles. And I also continue to want to be on the record with my concerns about conflicts and the way this committee's been handled. You know, you have one person on the committee, one of the two people kind of driving this train, pun intended, that runs a not-for-profit focused on advocating for trails, and you have another person that's given presentations at town boards about the finishing product that hasn't even been voted on yet. And I just don't know how that's okay. We have not heard from an engineer. We have heard from an engineer, and then that engineer could no longer be a part of this anymore once we heard from that engineer. And that engineer, who works exactly in this field, was adamant that we could do rail and trail. We keep calling this a compromise. It doesn't seem like a compromise whatsoever. but we'll just keep going here.
I think the one question is, or the one comment is, we're trying to push things along quickly. This committee has been going for a year. This committee has held meetings throughout a year. We have heard from engineers. We have heard from people on both sides. We have heard from the public.
What engineers have you heard from?
Don't need to be interrupted either.
You interrupted me, by the way. I didn't say it was done. You started to respond to something I was saying, and then I responded to you.
I apologize. I thought you were done.
Okay. I'll finish up with a question. What engineers have we heard from?
We've heard a number of reports from a lot of engineers. I don't have all of the names of engineers. We've read reports. We understand what the issues are.
Yeah. I think that initially there was quite a great deal of push from the CMRR to move along the process of this committee. And so we've met regularly, and I think during that period of meeting for a year, we have heard from the Open Space Institute and the engineers that they hired to write a formal report with quite detailed findings from a very well-respected engineering firm, GPI. And we have heard from many, many stakeholders, stakeholders from a lot of different perspectives. I believe that we do have a consensus, maybe not a unanimous consensus, but a consensus about a lot of elements. And that leads me to think that we can make a decision on this very, very difficult segment of this corridor, which was specifically not addressed initially because it was so difficult and because it might require a choice between a rail or a trail option. I think that the proposed compromise is a valid compromise because it offers, and I'm going to speak for the CMRR here, even though I really can't do that completely, but I can look to what they've asked for over time that I've heard. They've asked to cross 28A. They've asked to go further west. They wanted to have a trailhead at this proposed compromise site and potentially develop the historic Madden House at that site. They wanted to have an interconnect for rail and trail. And they wanted to have continued access to parts of the corridor, which they do have through RFPs, presumably under the existing policy in the rail section near Kingston, as well as the rail section near Phoenicia. And the CMRR has had amazing success. We have heard repeatedly how under the county's policy, which has been criticized and which has been said to rankle and constrain and be so problematic, the highest recorded ridership that the CMRR has ever reported, ticket sales that they've ever reported, and year-over-year success under the existing policy without what they would be given through this proposed compromise and a policy that would head in the direction of serving that compromise. In terms of what the trail proponents would obtain here, there is an extension to the east and the beginning of the prospect of connecting into Kingston and the Empire State Trail, which are huge potential connections for this trail that at the Ashokan Reservoir. There is a trailhead and potentially train station at a site that is sufficiently far from existing trailheads to actually offer an additional benefit. A trailhead right at Basin Road is just less than a few hundred yards from an existing trailhead. That's potentially not the best site for a trailhead for either trail use or for rail rides, as I understand it. And I think that the prospect of having a trail-focused plan so that you don't have people proposing to put a boardwalk through wetlands for a rail plus trail. With the Ashokan Rail Trail, there is a boardwalk. That is because to serve just a trail, in a rail or trail-only segment, a boardwalk was the only way to accomplish that. to set it up so that you need more boardwalk through more wetlands, and you need fill, and you propose to take fill from that is almost certainly contaminated fill, and use that to put into an area to do cut and fill type of process. There's a whole bunch of environmental concerns that I think are brought forward more predominantly by the trails community. We've heard about economic issues, and I think those are very important. We have had some mention of health issues, which I believe are extremely important, and safety issues, getting people that are currently potentially walking on Route 28 or riding on Route 28 off of Route 28 into a safe place. So I think we're at a place where the process has been good, the considerations are very clear. There is the question about clearing title to the segment that we might want to work on, and I've given quite a bit of thought to that because my initial thought was that we should clear title and make sure we had that before we set a policy or recommend a policy. This group just recommending. But I don't think that's actually quite reasonable, because the way we would go about clearing title and the offers that we might make to people who have property along this corridor would differ depending upon what is being proposed to be built in there. So we would be just doing hypotheticals if we don't have a policy and we try to go clear title. Whereas if we have a policy, we know what the plan is, then the process of clearing title is for that purpose. So I think base that effort on the policy and on the project if the legislature then moves along to proposing a project. So I don't see any issues where continued deliberation leads to greater clarity or for resolution of the question of, can you put a rail and trail into this segment? I think the members of the committee who have walked this trail segment have the res ipsa loquitur response. Latin phrase that's often used in law, I'm not a lawyer, means the thing speaks for itself. And walking along that high fill and looking down hundreds of yards to wetlands on both sides for long, long distances, I think the thing speaks for itself in terms of needing to be realistic about whether this legislature could mobilize the amount of funding and the number of environmental permits and so forth that would be necessary to move forward rail and trail. So with those things being said, with the rail sections already interrupted, not by Ulster County or by trail proponents, but by the nature of the historic function of rails, I think we have the ability to do some good here by moving forward with a decision to designate this undesignated section as for trail only.
Any other committee members?
Thank you. I just have been following this as long as the committee members, and actually for 10 years, get closer to it. And my concern is that if we go with a compromise solution, that the railroad will ultimately be put out of business. And I think both are extremely valuable resources, both rail and trail, and I think having both creates a synergistic effect that is the best solution for the county. My concern is that the compromise is insufficient, and the fact that the railroad has a really excellent alternative, it just feels to me like that's the best solution for the county. Thank you for allowing me to comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the last meeting, I had asked for an opinion from the county attorney's office regarding the title issues on the UND corridor. What is the status of that opinion?
There's a judgment, and I forget the year, 2013, 2014, 2015, that the corridor was abandoned. And as being abandoned, it no longer is under the auspices of the rail transportation.
Well, that may be true, but there's still easements, and the county has rail-only easements on certain sections of the corridor, which is why I asked, before we take action to rip up the tracks, can we legally do that? That's the crux of my concern here. I don't know if we legally can do this in this stretch of the corridor.
Our attorney says we can do that. That was your opinion. I spoke with him a couple days ago.
I'm sorry, whose attorney?
The county's attorney.
Yeah, has he produced a memorandum to that effect?
No.
Okay. I mean, I have great confidence in Mr. Ragucci.
When I say the county's, I mean Chris Ragucci, not the county's attorney. The legislative attorney, yes.
I have great confidence in Mr. Ragucci. I would like to see a memorandum from him to that effect. I did speak to minority counsel, and he felt there could be issues here. Issues not insurmountable, but issues that we should, as a committee, know about before we start making policy for this corridor.
I've spoken to the planner about this. I've spoken to the lawyers about this. The county has resolved these issues historically through other corridors, mm-hmm. through the Lanier Park, through the Ashokan Rail Trail. It's not something that we haven't done before. And so I'm confident that, and at this point, it's a recommendation to the legislature. We will, once we do this, as Legislator Nolan talked about, we can investigate more securely to make sure that we have that. But at this point, I think we can push forward. Anyone from the committee?
So I think that's actually a good segue, to advance a recommendation out of this committee. You know, that's what we're tasked with. We're not, it's not as though we vote today and then immediately tracks get ripped up tomorrow or the tracks get rehabilitated tomorrow. Like, that's not the reality of it. The reality of it is there's a process that's going to be followed, that's going to happen through the standing committees, that's going to happen with involvement of our planning department, that's going to happen with involvement of the county executive's team. That is one of the reasons why I'm adamant about advancing something out of this committee, because I want all of that more thorough process to begin with some direction from us, which I think is the remit that this committee has. And that brings me to another point, which is one of the things that kind of has been a growing discomfort for me as we've been going through this process is the notion that we would do this work to determine all these things on a county-owned asset and then kind of just hand the keys over to a private company to do all, to do these various projects, which they got grants for without consulting with us. And that that doesn't feel... I don't trust that as an outcome. If we're going to build a structure that's going to service rail and trail, or service trail users and rail users, which I think is something that the compromise could potentially do, that should be something that the county is the lead on, and is on potentially on county property, rather than on private property from some third party with the county asset that's now being managed by another organization. Frankly, I have a lot of issues with the way that the Catskill Mountain Railroad has communicated with us, has written letters, another letter disparaging a member of the committee in the last week. Not the first, probably not the last. And I just don't feel good about handing them the keys to this corridor. And so that's why I'm supportive of a path forward that puts the county in the driver's seat and keeps them there, keeps us there.
Anyone else on the committee? Joe, I think you're next, Joe.
I think this subcommittee should be thorough. I'm surprised that a memo didn't go out. Last meeting, I was under the impression that the chair had spoken to the county attorney's office. Now I'm finding out there was no conversation. There was a brief conversation with one of the legislative attorneys, and none of that was shared with the committee that you're going to be asking for a vote on very in-depth topics that are, that now we're being told, we'll take it up late, then the legislature will fix that. Why would you ask these members to take a vote without providing them these legal documents that you say you're confident in? Secondly, I just heard before that somebody that runs a trail not-for-profit was now speaking for the CCMR in here. They don't get a seat at the table. So when you talk about a compromise, when you have somebody, and there's a lot of legislators that we know would have been far more neutral and in the middle that weren't put on this committee, and most of us believe for that exact reason, that we had the votes to get what is happening done, and we literally put somebody on there with, I think, real ethical problems. How do you get paid? And it's a not-for-profit, but there was money received and paid for out of that.
I think it's inappropriate to
No, it's a question.
I think it's inappropriate.
Can we have an attorney? Can we have one of our attorneys opine on whether we should have somebody that works for, that is the sole person running a trails not-for-profit on here? Is that a good idea? And once again, I would like to hear your response on whether or not you think it's appropriate for the chair of this committee to go around talking for resolutions that directly speak to the decisions that are not even made yet on here in town board meetings around the county. How do you do that as the chair? If you want this committee to be taken seriously and looked at as a group that got together and neutrally did their job to come up with the best possible decision for Ulster County, how do you load it up with people that are all trails, literally people that get paid by organizations that
question
the trails, and then you go out shopping around things that this
question?
Committee hasn't even
voted
on?
Can I answer the question?
Yes.
I was asked to go to the Hurley Town Board meeting because they were voting on a resolution, or hearing a resolution proposal to make the entire undesignated corridor trail only, the entire corridor, including the portion all the way to 28A. I went there to oppose making the entire undesignated corridor rail or trail only. That's why I was there.
We both know what you were there, what you said while you were there. And you spoke directly to the things that you guys are about to vote on here. You know that. You know that. You know you were there talking about
yes, because I told
trail
them, I told,
only.
I told
you
them
know
them
you were speaking there about trail only in the specific area that you all are going to be voting on soon. You know that.
Are you done? I don't want to interrupt you. Are you done? I don't. Yes or no?
This is the first time you've asked over the last 10 minutes, yes or no, but go ahead. I stopped talking so you could talk.
Thank you,
go ahead. If you want to be cute, do it. Please.
The resolution that Hurley was considering was trail only all the way to 28A. I told them to compromise so that they would not
there you go.
Want to take that resolution and pass the resolution. I told them the compromise is in opposition to the resolution.
Jeff, with all due respect, you were there to speak about trail only in the exact area that you are voting on right now. It was completely inappropriate for you to chair this committee and then go and speak at these town board meetings for this resolution that directly deals with what you all are about to ask other people to vote on.
I put the floor, thank you. It's ludicrous to suggest that a legislator can't go speak about something that they support, oppose, an idea that they have, something that they're working on. We get asked to do it frequently. When I have had legislation before various committees, I have gone all over the place to talk about how great it is, right? And that's not even what Jeff is doing in this case, right?
No, it is. He's got legislation.
I'm talking. All right. We have the right to go and talk about things that we are passionate about, things that we're working on here. We have the right to work in the community on things that we care about. This is the nature of getting involved in politics, because you want to see things change in your community. It would be ludicrous to suggest that when an issue is before us, that we're gagged on discussing it, like how a judge can't discuss an issue when they're out, you know, talking. That's just not, that's not realistic. That's not only is it not realistic, it's just not the facts. It's not the facts. I mean, we have an attorney here. We can ask him if that's an issue. I'd be curious to hear.
I was called ludicrous twice. Can I just respond directly to what he said?
No, I'm going to...
You're not going to let me respond when he directly...
I'm going to have the committee member speak first, John.
And what I heard was ludicrous behavior, not a call of anybody, any person being ludicrous. I think that I would just add to what Legislator Uchitel has said, to say that it's really important that committee, this committee and all committees of the legislature serve an educational purpose and clarify the subject matter at hand that the committees are addressing. That's what I understood to be happening. And so that is the appropriate function, and I'm really grateful for the chair to take that, for any other member of the committee to do that. It helps when the public understands more clearly what the issues are. And there have been a lot of claims, and I think trying to unpack those claims can be very, very helpful when we do it here and when we do it if requested or we are aware that a conversation is going on that we can contribute.
Megan?
Yes. I just wanted to also say that it sounds like Legislator Kovacs had a conversation with the minority attorney, and there was a conversation with the Democratic attorney, and it's my understanding that the county attorney's office won't get involved with doing research or looking over contracts until it's before the legislature.
If I can just add something on that, there also is this history with particularly the clearing of title of 11 parcels for the Midtown Linear Park in exactly this corridor. And the way that was handled was basically with a project and a plan and going out and at that point addressing title. My understanding as a layperson looking at those legal documents and the challenges that were brought at the time is that if the claim is being made that only railroad easements persist here, that the rail ride, that is the Casco Mountain Railroad Corporation, would not qualify as a railroad, and therefore they should not be running. So I think the full force of the argument that we have to clear title before we can do anything is that we should rescind the permits for any portion of the corridor that we don't own in fee simple. So that would mean anything east of Phoenicia, as I understand it. So that's a conclusion that I don't think we want to go to. I don't think it's a necessary conclusion, but it is a conclusion that would be consistent with the position that's being put forward. I much prefer to go with what we have done in other corridors and what we have done in this precise corridor, which is efficiently clear title for specific projects as they emerge by consulting with the people on the corridor and bringing to that all of the tools that the county would have at that point. We don't have all those tools ready for us on a hypothetical project.
Anyone else on the committee? Is there a resolution? Is there a recommendation?
You're still not going to let me respond to the direct reference from a colleague the way it's always done?
It's not relevant to what this committee's charter is.
How so? The process of this committee is not relevant.
Go ahead.
Thank you. With regards to the county attorney, I'm not the one that said I talked to the county attorney and then.
No, you said there was no discussion.
We were told last meeting by the chair that he spoke to the county attorney and these things were okay to be done. Then we find out he never spoke to the county attorney. That was the point I made. Secondly, with regard to it being ludicrous, for me to question the decision. I'd say there should be some ban or anything like that on doing it. But when you chair any committee or any meeting, you are there to be a to be there for the rest of the committee. Even so much as when a chair in main session wants to speak at length about something, they call someone else up to be the chair because they come down because they really are here to referee. I chaired a subcommittee on vehicle oversight, and I had many people come up to me from the committee and say, I keep having other legislators question me and make sure that all of us were in on these decisions. And I let them know that every single specific thing that we voted on, we all voted on, and you did not drive the train whatsoever as chair of the committee. Some of you were the same people asking the people on the committee. It is not customary for something that is going to be voted on by a body of the chair of that committee or body to go around fighting for a finished product that is not finished yet. That is not a great thing to do. I'm not saying it's against the law. I'm saying it really makes it hard for the public to take this committee seriously when you're standing in front of the Hurley Town Board trying to get them to vote only trail on this section that you're now going to ask people to vote on. And one last thing, if you vote tonight, are you planning on voting tonight? Because as far as I know, most of the members have not even seen what they're going to be voting on. So one last question. Will you be are you going to be pushing for a vote tonight on something?
If there's a motion to vote, we'll vote.
On what?
The motion.
The motion.
The recommendation.
Has anyone seen the motion or the recommendation? Has anyone here seen what they're about to vote on? And there will be a vote. We know that. Or there'll be an attempt for one. You have a brand new member.
Okay, Joe, please.
Can you answer
the
question?
Can we have some decorum, please?
Can you just show us what you're going to be voting on?
When someone makes the motion...
No one's allowed to see what you're voting on, even the people on the committee.
Gotcha. I know, I'm the outrageous one that's surprised you're going to vote on something you've never seen.
So there are lots of different ways to do things, and when a person is assigned to be the chair of the committee, then they can run that committee the way they see fit. There isn't anybody on this committee that is raising a challenge to the way that the chair of this committee has been operating. So I would like to focus back on our work. We spent some time drafting a resolution. My understanding was that we decided that that might be work that would be better done by the legislature based on a simple policy recommendation, and that that would be a very simple motion. So I have not seen any language proposed of what that motion would be. I think that that's for the members of this committee to come up with and to craft for ourselves if we feel that we're ready for a motion.
Megan?
I want to make a recommendation. I'd like to recommend two different motions. A motion to recommend to the Ulster County Legislature that the Catskill Mountain Railroad be offered an extension to their operating permit to go beyond Route 28A a distance far enough to clear the roads right away in order to disembark passengers. And the second motion is to recommend to the Ulster County Legislature that the Ashokan Rail Trail be extended east in the direction of the city of Kingston to connect to the extended permit area for the Catskill Mountain Railroad. At the point of connection, trail plus rail should coexist, and recommend that the county construct a trailhead and appropriate visitor facility with restrooms to serve both trail and rail users, and for the county to take any action necessary to secure the rights of way along the undesignated corridor. And I would like to remind everybody here that the initial asks from CMRR were an extension of what they currently have, a destination and a connection to trail, and everything that I just listed meets those initial requests.
Is there a second?
I think we should do them one motion vote. Another motion vote. Unless you want it to be one motion, but really can only do one at a time.
Okay. We'll do the first one first, which is the extension of the permit for CMRR.
I'm happy to second that. I also would like to propose a third motion.
Okay.
So the third motion would be that we recommend that the Ulster County Legislature revisit the policy for the designations of segments in the corridor and designate the segment from that connect point west to the Ashokan Rail Trail to be trail only, and that the segment from the existing Milepost 8.33 terminus, which is currently rail only, be extended across Route 28A to the connect point as rail only at this point.
Can we do rail plus trail for the connect point?
Yes, that would be better.
Good. So you have a motion and a second regarding that first.
Okay, so there's a motion and a second for the first point. Let's read the first point over again and then discuss and vote. Can you read it again, Megan, the first one?
The motion was to recommend to the Ulster County Legislature that the Catskill Mountain Railroad be offered an extension to their operating permit to go beyond Route 28A a distance far enough to clear the roads right away in order to disembark passengers.
I reiterate my second.
Okay. Discussion on that particular point.
Can we have a clarification on the mile markers that we're talking about?
The mile mark will have to be determined based on the length of the train, essentially. It's just it's clearing the track, clearing the road.
Can we have a rough indication of what we're talking about? Is this 8.55?
It's not quite 8.55.
Okay, is it closer to...
I
just want to know what I'm voting on.
Without measuring it, I don't want to give you a number.
So, had you had the motion before the meeting, you could have...
If I have the floor? Thank you. I apologize, I'm the one who brought up a mile marker. In the county's documents, we generally have avoided using the mile markers. They are measurements of the corridor. Mm-hmm. So we have used geographic references. So I would say west of Route 28A by a distance yet to be determined. And there are two parcels there that are county-owned parcels. If we wanted to designate, I would say the far end of the most western parcel would be my rough estimate of where a train would clear. And we're obviously thinking of an average length train, not a several mile long train. But because this is a recommendation for a policy and not the actual legislation itself, I think there's room to let that get worked out.
Any further discussion? Kevin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do find it insulting that members of the legislative body, myself, Legislator Green, and Legislator Maloney, come up here to participate, and we're sat on the bench, not allowed to speak until everybody else has spoken. Every other committee meeting I partake in, whether I'm a member or not, I'm allowed to speak when I'm called upon. So is Van and Joe. We've both been up there for almost 20 years. It's rather insulting. It's obvious to me that these motions were well rehearsed and written down. They're well prepared. They should have been shared with the rest of the committee. They should have been shared with the rest of this body and the public. As far as I'm concerned, these motions are illegal. They should have been advertised. And this whole thing should be postponed until the public partakes in it.
If I may, so I'll just point out that members of the legislature that are not members of the committee have been allowed to speak. It is very common practice that when you have a bunch of people with their hands up, that you call on the folks that are on the committee first. You don't let someone, move on and Manager Joe spoke, you're speaking, Legislator Maloney has spoken. So that's, I personally feel that that's not accurate. And I will also point out that it's actually not a best practice to like be emailing about motions ahead of time or something. I don't know what you're suggesting should have happened. I appreciate Legislator Sperry making a motion. I've not seen the motion, but I agree with it. And I, you know, it's just not been our practice. Yeah, I've said what I need to say.
If I could add on to that, since I was interrupted.
Why are you interrupted?
you were speaking to me. I was allowed to speak, Manager was allowed to speak, but we had to wait our turn and not called upon. And actually, I had my hand up before Legislator Nolan. Not that I'm going to be petty about who gets to speak first, but we should all be called upon when we raised our hands, not put on a bench. Again, these motions were well rehearsed. You know, they should have been put on the agenda so everybody could see them and share with everybody, not sandbag like we're doing another hotel motel tax increase.
I'd just like to make a couple of brief general comments. I'm late to the party. I have reviewed the documents that have been sent to me, and I, at this particular point, I've come away with a couple of things. One is I don't think continued discussion will clarify matters any more than they are at present. I also think that what Legislator Uchitel said, by moving this to the whole legislature and letting the county executive, the planning department, and the county attorney get more involved in the process in their research and whatnot, I think that is a good way to go. I think the Catskill Mountain Railroad is a wonderful thing. My grandkids went on the Polar Express last December. They loved it. Also, I'm a fan of rail trails. They're such a great thing for Ulster County and tourism. And myself and my family use the one down in Walk Hill regularly. Thank you.
I just want to address one thing. I apologize for saying beforehand that I would recognize committee members before recognize non-committee members. I thought that was a standard operating procedure of committees. That's what I've experienced as a legislator, that when I'm in a committee that I'm not a member of, and I raise my hand, the people that are members go first. I apologize for not stating that publicly at first.
You did.
And I would just like to address the fact that the language that we're hearing in the two motions brought by Legislator Sperry is quite familiar, not rehearsed. I didn't see it prior to this meeting. Except in that it is language that is either identical to or extremely reminiscent of language that we reviewed in this committee, that was circulated with all the meeting materials, was discussed in at least two meetings of this committee in terms of drafting a resolution that would head in the direction that these motions head. So there was public discussion of the content that is now appearing in these motions. It did not necessarily have to be that way, but it is quite familiar language. Not rehearsed, but previously considered as a potential way to bring a compromise that would serve all the stakeholders.
Okay, we do have a motion in a second. I'm going to limit discussion further on to the actual motion itself.
Call the question?
I call the question.
On the motion, I had a comment.
Go for it, Joe.
The vote on the motion would have gone much differently had the chair of the legislature spoken to the minority leader and actually opened this up to people that were pro giving the rail trail a chance in this quarter. This was pre-planned. I think we can see why the minority leader was not even contacted by the chair of the legislature when a minority was going to be replaced. The fix is in. This side of the room knows it.
Do your thing. This is pre-planned. Finish it up.
Call the motion.
You want me to read the roll?
Yeah.
Sure. Chair Collins.
Yes.
Legislator Kovacs.
No.
Legislator McCullough.
Yes.
Legislator Nolan.
Yes.
Legislator Sperry.
Yes.
Legislator Uchitel.
Yes.
Legislator Walls.
Yes.
The motion passes 6-1.
Can you read the second motion?
I have to read it because I haven't been rehearsing it. I don't know all my lines. The motion to recommend to the Ulster County Legislature that the Ashokan Rail Trail be extended east in the direction of the city of Kingston to connect to the extended permit area for the Catskill Mountain Railroad, and at the point of connection, trail plus rail should coexist, and recommend that the county construct a trailhead and appropriate visitor facility with restrooms to serve both trail and rail users, and for the county to take any action necessary to secure the rights of way along the undesignated corridor.
Okay, second.
Second.
Motion seconded. Discussion on the motion.
I think the last part of that motion is key. That's why I had asked for an opinion from the county attorney's office regarding how difficult, and it might not be difficult, but it very well may be difficult, to obtain the legal rights of way to have to use the corridor. You know, we have easements here. I know we clarified it on the Ashokan Rail Trail with agreements. It could very well be the same way on this section of the corridor, but we don't have the answer to that. Thank you.
Just to clarify, I've had discussions with a planning director who's been through this process multiple times, and I had a brief discussion, not an opinion discussion, a brief discussion with a lawyer.
Call the question.
Chair Collins.
Yes.
Legislator Kovacs.
No.
Legislator McCullough.
Yes.
Legislator Nolan.
Yes.
Legislator Sperry.
Yes.
Legislator Uchitel.
Yes.
Legislator Walls.
Yes.
The motion is adopted 6-1.
I'd like to make a motion.
Slowly, please.
I was going to ask you to read it back. I'd like to make a motion that the section of the undesignated corridor from the proposed intersect in the compromise proposal west to the Ashokan Rail Trail, that the legislature designate that as trail only, and that the section of the undesignated corridor that would now contain the intersect envisioned by the compromise proposal be designated rail with trail in policy.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and seconded. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Okay. Chair Collins.
Yes.
Legislator Kovacs.
No.
Legislator McCullough.
Yes.
Legislator Nolan.
Yes.
Legislator Sperry.
Yes.
Legislator Uchitel.
Yes.
Legislator Walls.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
The resolution or the motion is adopted 5-2.
So we are officially over as a committee because our charter ends once we've made recommendations. Unless there's a further recommendation that I'd like to make.
I would just suggest that we not dissolve the committee today in case the legislature has any questions upon receiving these recommendations from us, that you could conceivably call a further meeting if necessary. But there's other considerations. Let us know.
I was just informed that any resolution are active until December 31st.
Oh.
So we have time.
It's not forever. It's just for right now.
It just feels like it.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.